Chapter 9. That wasn't quite what I was thinking. Nance frowned at Mrs. Pendrake.
But if it wasn't the ghost, then how did the door get chained? You can't do that from the outside, Helen pointed out.
Nance leaned toward Helen and whispered in a low voice, This place is loaded with film crew people. They must be savvy about technology. Maybe someone doctored the video.
Jack overheard them.
That's an idea.
He turned to Violet.
Who can get into this office?
Nearly anyone during the day.
At night it's locked up.
Violet pointed to a shiny lock on the top of the door.
I had to have a new lock installed, as the original key had gone missing with the rest of them.
There's another solution, too, Ida said. Maybe someone switched the pill bottle after dinner. After he shook it around and everyone saw it was full, they could have pickpocketed it and replaced it with a container that had no pills.
But don't you think Leonard would have noticed that all his pills were gone when he got to his room?
Helen asked. He was old. Maybe he forgot how many pills he had or thought he had the wrong bottle.
Ida slid her eyes toward Helen.
I know Helen here has several bottles in various states of fullness for her gout.
Ida.
Helen swiped at Ida's arm, and Ida grimaced, but her eyes twinkled mischievously.
I don't know, Nan said. How would the killer have known he would even show us the pills? Then he would have to have had another bottle with Leonard's prescription information on it handy to make the switch at the right time. I think the pills being gone was just an added bonus for the killer.
But if we do take the pill bottle out of the equation, this whole thing makes more sense. We'd only have to figure out how he got the drink with the poison, and that would be a lot easier.
Jack's eyes slid toward Karen. Karen pointed at Nance.
Don't look at me. She made the drink. I just delivered it.
You could have doctored it on the way to his room, Ida suggested.
Karen gestured toward the computer.
Can't you look on that thing? You'll see I didn't put anything in the drink.
Actually, we can, Violet said. I remember that Mona and I walked with Karen to the bottom of the stairs, so we know she didn't put anything in it then. The surveillance system monitors the stairs and the hallway to Leonard's room, so we should be able to see if she did anything on the way to his room.
Ruth found the file, and they all watched Karen climb the steps and deliver the drink. She was in the clear. Did you see anyone else around after you delivered the drink?
Karen shook her head.
No. Well, other than Gloria, because I delivered her a drink in the conservatory. After that, I went back to the kitchen and cleaned up.
Ida let out a disappointed sigh.
So, what now? We just sit around and wait for the killer to trip up?
Nance shook her head.
No, we don't sit still. Next, we look for a motive.
They heard sounds in the hallway and looked over to see Danny Manning walking by, his head bowed, apparently deep in thought. When he noticed the crowd, he stopped and looked at them.
What are you guys doing in here?
Navy Shirt answered him.
It turns out there is a video surveillance that shows the hallway outside of Leonard's room. We're looking to see who went into his room last night.
Danny's left brow rose a fraction of an inch.
Oh, really? Who was that?
That's the thing, Mrs. Pendrake said excitedly. No one entered Leonard's room. No human, that is. Which leaves only one answer. It was the ghost of Wellington Mance.
A look of excitement spread on Danny's face.
Really? You guys think Leonard was killed by the ghost?
He didn't wait for an answer. He'd already pulled his cell phone out and was punching in numbers. As it rang, he turned back to them.
This is perfect. It makes the documentary much more interesting. I'm sure the Home Office will give us the green light to go ahead now.
He walked off down the hallway with a spring in his step. Helen and Ida raised their brows at each other, and Ida said what both of them were thinking.
That sounds like motive to me.